so excited. This is the set.
It's like Christmas, I know.
I'm feeling awesome. This is so incredible.
Oh man, I'm not even in wardrobe. I'm in schlub clothes.
Oh my god.
Hi.
James.
Happy birthday.
Josh.
Thank you. And happy 16th yesterday,
belated. Yeah.
Thank you.
We feel
the same way.
Yeah, I know.
We're all discussing how nervous we were before you got here, so.
What were your auditions like for Dawson's Creek?
Painful.
Yeah. Scary. Very painful.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to erase it from my mind, yeah.
20 faces just staring.
Katie, didn't you miss your audition? Or weren't you going to?
No, I auditioned initially on the video because I'm from Ohio, and then the screen test, they wanted to do a day that I couldn't really do because I was involved in something at home. Yeah. So luckily, they rescheduled.
She held out for artistic integrity's sake.
Okay, are you as passionate and sensitive in real life as Dawson is?
Absolutely not.
Are you?
Oh my god, the look in her face was just like.
Does anybody else hear somebody's entire bubble being burst right now?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
No, he is. He's just being modest.
He's being modest, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, are you like a dreamer?
Yeah, I'm definitely. I mean, Dawson is, it really reminds me of myself a lot at 15.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all the things that you think in your head and you don't want to like say because you're afraid everybody else is going to think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Dawson is to me.
The scene that got me the most was when you went to visit your father in jail and you said, do you love me? Because I'm 15 years old and I go through every day of my life, you know what it was. And I just think that's so just, it's incredible because all 15-year-olds feel like that, you know? It's like we're all searching for who we are, you know, what we stand for. And that scene, it just summed up a lot of, like, the questions in 15-year-olds' heads.
Will you be the spokesperson for our show?
I know, please.
Like, for all the flack that we take for how eloquent our teenagers are, I don't think any 30-year-old could pose that any better.
Yeah.
You are exactly what we're trying to show on television.
I'm like, I'm inspired now.
Yeah,
really?
I know, I'm so excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
So excited to go to the next.
I know, exactly. Let's go back to work, guys. Yes.
And Michelle. I saved this one because I don't really, like, know how to word it, but,
Oh, no. Okay, let's just preface this. I know that you hate me.
No, wait a minute.
I get scared.
So far.
I know, but okay.
I read all the books, like, biography stuff.
Don't believe a word you read.
Oh, no, this is good. You know how, you said that, like, your high school years were really hard and stuff? How did you cope with that?
I think in a really immature way at the time was escaping from it and sort of cutting it, which I don't recommend at all. And in retrospect, it's a much better idea to sort of face those fears and insecurities, because if you just run away from them, they'll only end up eating at you.
They don't go away. What are some important messages that you'd like to tell kids?
I mean, I think it's more about finding out who you are and knowing that, you know, everybody out there at this age is fumbling and making mistakes.
And that's okay.
Yeah
and
that's...
And trust who you are, too.
Yeah.
Don't try to conform to what you think you should be. You know, listen to that inner voice and don't be afraid of it.
Thank you so much. You guys are so incredible.
So did we pass?
Yes, with flying colors.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.